Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Randy Thurman, CEO of CardioNet. CardioNet trades on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT and is a leading wireless medical technology with an initial focus on the diagnosis and monitoring of cardiac arrhythmias. Thanks for joining us today, Randy.
Thanks for having me, Juan.
Great. Now, start off by talking to us about your recent acquisition of BioTel.
Yes, we announced late last week that CardioNet has acquired 100% of BioTel Incorporated. BioTel is a company that has several assets that we valued. Under its brand name, Braemar, they manufacture and distribute what's called Holter and event monitors, and which was of particular interest to us, particularly their new wireless event monitor, which we will add to the CardioNet portfolio. We think their technology is the leading wireless event technology in the marketplace. As I mentioned, they also manufacture and sell to various companies. Their Holter event monitor, that's a business that we are in as well. So CardioNet currently has what we believe is the leading mobile cardiac outpatient telemetry device, which is at really at the high end of cardiac monitoring and diagnostics. Add to that the Braemar wireless event monitor as well as the Holter monitor, and we believe that as a result, CardioNet will have the most comprehensive product line to offer to the cardiologist and to the electrophysiologist. In addition, Braemar has also been doing their own development work in the mobile cardiac outpatient telemetry area. And they have some technology under development, which we will end up incorporating into what we call our MCOT product, and we think that will, you know, advance the development of CardioNet's technology by combining both the Braemar technology along with the CardioNet technology. And then BioTel also owns a clinical research services business, which they call Agility, which provides centralized cardiac monitoring for medical device and drug companies during product development. And at CardioNet, we have felt for a long time that that would be an attractive new segment for us to enter with our technology. And by acquiring BioTel and therefore acquiring Agility, it accelerates our entry into that centralized research services business.
So bring us up to speed on the company's products and some of the uses and applications.
Well, CardioNet lead product is what we call our MCOT technology. And as I've said, we believe that is the leading mobile cardiac outpatient telemetry system. We market our product and our services to the cardiology community as well as to electrophysiologists. And the cardiologists or the electrophysiologists would enroll appropriate patients on our system. Those patients would stay on our system for 14 to 21 days in general. And through well-established clinical research studies done in the past, the CardioNet system has been demonstrated to be three times more effective in providing clinical beneficial outcomes to patient as opposed to the traditional Holter and event monitoring technology. So the CardioNet as a company is about 7 or 8 years old. It was founded on the basis of this technology substantial investment was made over a number of years to bring the technology to the marketplace. We really entered the marketplace about 2.5 or 3 years ago. The company went public in 2008, and the growth of the company and the success on the public market has really been excellent, and which really demonstrates the viability of our business model. And the business model really is in this whole new area of discussion called wireless medicine, and which I believe will be one of the three or four most important revolutions in healthcare over the next 10 to 20 years.
And continue talking about some of the trends in the market and how well positioned CardioNet will be to capitalize on those trends.
Well, there are a number of very important trends in the market. Obviously, cost of healthcare is of substantial concern, and the CardioNet system avoids patients, certain patients that would have to be hospitalized. The average cost of a hospitalization for a full cardiac workup runs about $25,000 or $26,000. The average cost for getting essentially the same diagnosis on the CardioNet system is about $1,500. So there's substantial cost benefit advantages as a result of the CardioNet system. Other advantages are that our system allows patients to go about leading their normal lives. So they don't have to be hospitalized in order to get their cardiac issues properly diagnosed. And I would also argue you're going to get a more accurate indication of what's going on with a patient's heart by them leading their normal life as opposed to being tethered to a hospital bed. And so we think it's a major...
That makes sense, yes.
Yeah, it's a major advantage to the patients. It's also a major advantage to the physicians in as much as the physician is much more likely to get an accurate diagnosis of what's going on in the patient's heart, be able to get them on the proper therapeutic or surgical intervention much sooner. The patient gets healthier. The physician has established an ongoing relationship with the patient. So the beauty of the CardioNet system is that everybody wins. First and foremost, the patient wins. The system wins because it's far more cost beneficial than current treatments. And the physicians win. So, you know, it's nice when you introduce revolutionary new technology and everybody wins.
And what else makes CardioNet unique from other players in your sector?
Well, CardioNet is, I think, really leading this revolution in wireless medicine. We are at the convergence of technology, medicine, and information. So our wireless system really leverages the substantial advances that have been made in information technology, the ability to transmit medical information wirelessly. Basically, anything in the patient that can be monitored and digitized can be potentially transmitted through our platform technology. Secondly, this whole area of wireless medicine and avoiding more costly in-hospital stays for patients. As I said before, I would predict this will be one of the most substantial trends in healthcare in the next 20 years. And then really the last critical piece of this is converting data into value-added medical information, which CardioNet does. So there's this convergence of information technology, wireless medicine, and medical information that really, you know, is at the core of what we do at CardioNet. In the future, we believe that we are developing a platform technology that can expand into other therapeutic and diagnostic modalities beyond just cardiology.
And talk a little bit about the, in terms of the company's growth, will it be primarily organic, or would you consider more M&A opportunities?
Right. Well, unquestionably, it will be, for the most part, organic. We've really only been on the market with our system for the last 2 years. In 2008, our revenues grew by about 60% over 2007. We are predicting that 2009 will have similar kind of growth potential compared to 2008, and we're actually one of the few companies that has gone out and put together guidelines on our growth for the next 2 to 3 years. So the current technology that we offer has substantial growth potential. We estimate that we are only today addressing about 6% of the potential for our current system. So you can see that there's a substantial market yet for us to achieve. Now, along the way, could there be other acquisitions that add value to what we're doing? The answer is certainly. They could be other technology-driven acquisitions like BioTel. They could be acquisitions that move our platform into other therapeutic or diagnostic modalities. So the good news is CardioNet has no debt. We have a good cash position. The company is cash flow positive. And, you know, we should be able to identify other acquisitions that are that add value to us, and our balance sheet will afford us the opportunity to execute against those.
And can you talk a little bit about your background and experience as well as some of the other members of the management team?
Certainly. I joined CardioNet in the middle of 2008 as chairman of the board, just prior to our very successful secondary offering. Prior to joining CardioNet as chairman, I had been the founder, chairman, and CEO of a company called Viasys Healthcare, which was acquired in late 2007 by Cardinal Health. Viasys Healthcare was an extraordinarily successful med tech company that became the leader in both respiratory and neurodiagnostics and one of the fastest growing segments in the critical care respiratory area. We had expanded the business internationally, and the Cardinal acquisition of Viasys in 2007 represented a fourfold increase in shareholder equity in a, over a period of about 5 years, and we were recognized, for example, by Smart Money magazine as one of the 10 best investments in a decade. Prior to that, I had been chairman and CEO of Corning Life Sciences, the parent company that in the mid-90s spun off Quest Diagnostics and Covance. The other members of the team here at CardioNet are a mix of people that had joined CardioNet in the early days to really develop the technology. Anna McNamara, who runs our clinical research operations, was really one of the founders, continues to play a critical role. Phil Leone was one of the early people to join CardioNet, runs our whole managed care, reimbursement, regulatory, and compliance area. And then there's a mix of newer people. Our chief financial officer, Marty Galvin, joined about 2 years ago, had a lot of good public company CFO experience, had previously been chief financial officer at Viasys Healthcare. Our head of business operations, John Imperato, long career in healthcare, you know, in business operations, manufacturing, distribution, customer service. So he's running that end of the business. For CardioNet, more recently, Matt Margolis joined as Senior Vice President of Sales. He joined out of Cardinal Healthcare, had also been with us at Viasys, and prior to that had been in senior sales executive positions with Tyco and Mallinckrodt. So a very experienced management team, everyone coming from a very successful track record, and the kind of leadership team you need to really exploit the growth potential and the strategy for CardioNet.
And, yes, can you talk about what objectives the management has set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Yes. We really have established what we call five strategic imperatives for the business. The first is to really invest in the infrastructure of the business. As you can imagine, you know, with the kind of growth that we are experiencing, we need to invest to be sure the infrastructure is capable of handling the growth. So, for example, this year we're investing in state-of-the-art monitoring operations, expanding our distribution capability, expanding our manufacturing capability. We're doubling our sales organization in 2009. So those are the kind of infrastructure investments that we think the growth of the company supports. Second to that is that we really see capturing market share as critically important to the company over the course of the next 2 to 3 years. As I mentioned before, we currently believe that we only have about 6% of what is our true market, and so we'll be aggressively building upon that market share. That largely is what's driving the doubling of our sales organization in 2009. Then we're going to look for other business segments to expand our current technology into. I mentioned earlier with the acquisition of BioTel that we're acquiring a clinical research business there. So that's an example of a related business segment that can generate new revenues from our existing technology. We're also in 2009 going to introduce our technology inside the hospital space as well as to cardiac thoracic surgeons. Beyond that, we look at our strategic initiatives as potentially leveraging our platform into other therapeutic or diagnostic modalities that could include neurology, respiratory, sleep therapy, et cetera, all of which potentially could use our current platform and take us into some new and exciting areas. And then also there's, you know, obviously the realization that today we're marketing our technology only within the U.S., and, over time we'll be looking at various international markets to expand our business as well.
And once again, joining us today is Randy Thurman, CEO of CardioNet, trading under the NASDAQ ticker symbol BEAT at $25.21 per share. And before we conclude, Randy, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider CardioNet as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think, as you're suggesting, you know, people should look at CardioNet as an excellent long-term investment. I believe that CardioNet is really the pioneer in this whole new area of healthcare referred to as wireless medicine. You can see by some recent announcements that, you know, major companies like GE and Intel and others are investing in this area as well. So there's no question that wireless medicine is going to be one of the fastest growth segments within healthcare for a long time. I think CardioNet is really one of the first, if not the first company, to really demonstrate the commercial viability of wireless medicine. And only good things can happen when you have that kind of substantial momentum within the industry and a young company like CardioNet that's already demonstrated success.
And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress. And thanks for the update, Randy.
Thank you very much, Juan. Take care.